We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. What up, Steph? What up, Steph? We'll see you in Miami later on today, 4:30 p.m. tip. I just told baby Chess we got to be back at home. Chester, we have to be back at home at 4:15 to watch the game. I got the day off for Warriors pre and post. So we're watching Miami Warriors on the big screen. So, Chester, lock in. Lock in. Warriors of Heat coming up 4:30 today. We'll talk to Cousin Nick. Let's get to Willa Marin real quick. Willa Marin. Long time no talk to Willa Marin. Let's get him on before Cousin Nick. What up, Will?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that in recent memory, Mr. Lacob is probably the only owner that's ever talked about it and then been about it. He literally came in and asked us, what do we want? Do we want to be champions? Do we want to get banners? We all laughed at him, and he brought us banners still. And then guess what? When we fumbled and we came up short, he didn't just make an adjustment. The guy went out, spent money, and got the most elite I am him ISO player in Kevin Durant to back that up. Fumbled with Kelly Oubre, brought back the core, got some really good players, believed in Looney, and then we won another championship. The reason why I believe in him is that he's not afraid to spend his own money to make things good. When they have a chance, he's not just going to sit around and hope for the best. He's going to try to make us actual contenders and win. He said he was going to put a contender on the hardwood floor, and he did. We are not going to be irrelevant. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the Cleveland Browns. This is not the Detroit Lions of the 90s and the early 2000s. We have a legit ownership who's willing to spend money if the price is right, and he's going to put people on the floor. He didn't give up on Curry. We have the best shooter in the world. We're going to be fine. He knows what he's doing. Thanks, guys.
A great call.
But I will say this. All the goodwill, everything. You trade Steph Curry. Even if Steph wants out, it's going to be the most unpopular decision of all time.
No doubt. It will be.
Even with Joe Montana, you had Steve Young. Only one guy could play quarterback. Right. And you alienated your own fan base.
Right. No doubt.
And you won still a Super Bowl.
And people are still talking about it to this day.
I know.
You don't.
Like, what other decision is even close?
But if Curry wants out.
No, I
what
know.
What do you do?
But
and I don't. And I again,
but
I don't
get all the blame.
But I don't want to put that out there. I don't want social to clip us saying that. Oh, Curry wants out. We don't know that.
People at 95.7 the game.
Yeah. I just want to put that out there and get ahead in front of us. Or just because all scenarios are going to be on the table this offseason, all of them, including Steph, and we have to be comfortable having that conversation. It's been 15 years, folks. 15 years. What does he want? All right, let's get to Cousin Nick Friedell here on the Morning Roast.
Take you for a ride on a stone bus in Chinatown.
Where in the world is
the sexiest voice in all of sports media, Nick Friedell?
Nick has this rugged masculinity that all of us at ESPN are jealous of.
I don't know about friend of the program because I think you're lumping me in with being a friend of Friedell, and I don't want to be associated with all that.
Thank you, Nick, and your voice is very deep and sexy.
What you gonna do, brother, when Mac Jones is coming for you?
How would you describe the level of hope that everyone else spoke with yesterday in regards to what James Wiseman brought?
What are they talking about regarding Wiseman and like the impact he can make this season?
Yeah, just how much it
is. Obviously, you can't predict the future. We'll see what happens this summer. But would you be willing to take less money?
Bro, I'm not answering your questions no more. I'm sorry. Next question.
On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Cousin Nick, it never gets old. Long time no talk. Hey, last time I saw you, you're on Twitter taking a picture of Sarah Spain in a Cubs free training game. Now I just hear you came from Tokyo. Life is good for Cousin Nick right now. What the hell are you doing talking to us this early?
I mean, it's never going to get old, B. Every time I hear y'all's voice and I hear that clip one more time, I get a big smile on my face. So everything's good. And actually, I was in Seoul the other day for that first Dodger-Padre game. So.
Did you bet on the Dodgers?
No. I wish I had seen that. Ipe in between, and you know, maybe throw down a couple bucks, but it was cool as hell, and it's been real fun just getting to travel around a little bit.
Nick, let's start right here. I missed you.
He's now an Odyssey insider. He's getting paid. Dude, Odyssey jumped on this quick.
I seen you wrote a little something for the Ringer too.
Yeah. When I left ESPN, I had a couple stories I had been working on for a long time, and one of them was on Markelle Fultz. Mm. And when I left, they let me keep the quotes and the time that I put in on those. And one of my old friends is an editor at The Ringer, and it found a place. But for those that don't know, I mean, Markelle Fultz's story is pretty cool, just given that he was the number one pick. Everybody was kind of ready to write him off completely out of the league, and he found his way back in Orlando. And he hadn't had the year that he's wanted to have, and certainly he thinks he still has a lot of time left, but he's become very quickly, guys, somebody that entire room works with and respects the hell out of. And it was a cool story to report on, and it's been really interesting to follow his journey the last year plus, and I think he's got time left to prove that he can stay in the league a lot longer. But either way, no matter what happens from here, he has shown a lot, because we all know there are a lot of top picks that just kind of fade away.
Yep.
You don't hear from him again. Yep.
We know nothing about that over here.
Yep. Yeah, right. Not at all.
No, not at all. Speaking of Orlando, the Warriors are seeing them tomorrow night, and Orlando's kind of my man crush team. I'm always talking about Paolo Banchero and Wagner and how they have some of the worst three-point shooting in the league, and they have a lot of money this offseason. Klay Thompson, maybe that's a destination. Who knows? But they're fifth in the East, and they're having a nice little run here. But we'll get to them a little bit later. But the Warriors, Nick. Coming off their bonus championship, you said it, not me. They lose to the Lakers last year at 6, and now they're in 10th place with the Rockets just a half game behind them. So what do you make of the Golden State Warriors so far this season? I haven't talked to you about the Dubs. I'm sure you've been watching from afar. It's been a roller coaster for people covering the team, for the team itself, all the different lineups. What do you make of the Warriors so far this season with 12 games remaining in the regular season?
Well, B, it always is a roller coaster. Yeah, with this team, it's always a roller coaster, good and bad, because there's still so much interest in what they do night to night, not only in the Bay, but as Joe and I discussed a few weeks ago, the NBA so desperately needs the Warriors to be relevant and good, and they're not really that good, but they sure as hell are still relevant, because they have so many fascinating personalities on the team. Steph, obviously, at the top. The reality for them is, as a group, they're just not good enough. They are not good enough. This is the year, frankly, that I thought they'd have a couple years ago, and that's why you and I are always laughing, because people really should enjoy the bonus title. That's not something to take lightly. The fact that they won that title a couple years ago is shocking to me. A couple years later, it's still shocking within that organization that they got all the way back up to the top. So, in the moment, they're just inconsistent. You guys hit on the reasons why all the time. I'm still listening every morning when I can, when I wake up. But it's Steph and everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's funny listening to the clip that we always play when I come back on the show, because, guys, what the thought I've had and I know you all have discussed it time and again, but just from a distance, what really shows up this year is just how much that Wiseman pick set everything back. It was just awful. And it's the reality of being in the game and making the wrong draft pick. But there was so much hype that that player, whomever it may have been, was going to be that bridge. Steph, Draymond, Clay, plus whomever it was, and that person was going to help bridge the gap into, you know, the next phase of the Warriors. And Wiseman wasn't good, and they whiffed terribly, and now they've got a real problem, because for as solid as Kuminga has been and the growth that he's shown, when you look at the roster, I'm not sure what the real fix is. Steph just turned 36. I mean, that's a real problem, and Clay is the player he is now. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons why, but when you look back on the decision to take Wiseman, and you realize just how badly that imploded for the organization, that is a huge reason why they're in the place that they're in right now.
It's a good point. Hey, Shasky, we were talking about that yesterday. They could have used a guy like Wiseman with every team in the West with the bigs and athleticism. It's crazy that Nick brought that up, because that pick, whether it's Wiseman or not, is looming large over this organization.
There's no doubt. So let's spin this forward just a little bit, because you know this guy and you know the team and you also know the NBA landscape. And at any time, any of these guys in this era can be disgruntled and want out. But just what you know about Steph and what you know about the Warriors and the NBA landscape, is there any part of you that thinks he might want out?
Zero. And Joe, I say that not only having talked to him about it for several years, but having seen how things can change. I mean, Lillard only ever told me and every other person, I'm never leaving Portland. I love it here. This is where I want to be. And Portland was on the verge of a serious rebuild. He went, hey, you know what? I don't think I want to stay. It means so much to Steph. And he said it over and over and over again, to be in one jersey and in one place for his entire career. Now, that's all well and good when you're winning titles and things are still fun on the floor. It's a whole different thing when, and I don't think the Warriors are walking into some kind of rebuild here this summer, but it's one thing when you're not competing for a title. And guys, this is another point that is so obvious, but I feel like it needs to be discussed even more. The Warriors, they could get into the play-in. Steph could create some magic, and maybe they upset, whether it was OKC, Minnesota, who knows. But we're at a point now with the Warriors where you go, they're just not good enough to win a title. This isn't a team that's going to be happy getting bounced in the second round year after year.
Yep.
So I say that in the context of I can't read Steph's mind in thinking, all right, well, that's good enough for him. Everybody seems to be in a good place, family-wise. He's very happy out there in the Bay. But if you're happy and you have no chance to win a title, what's that worth? Yeah. Only time will tell. I just tell you right now, knowing what I know, having talked to him about exactly this over the years, it would be very, very surprising to me if Steph Curry didn't finish his career as a Warrior.
It'd be a little surprising, but we've seen anything happen in this league, Nick. No doubt about that. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. All right, Nick, since we have you on, you obviously made the rounds for your Wiggins takes back in the day, but we see what Andrew Wiggins, boy.
Like, give me a better laugh than that.
Nick, oh boy. I know you don't get satisfaction out of seeing a player struggle, but the struggles have been alarming here. I thought he was the most important player coming into the season, and without his two-way play, the Warriors are now in 10th place. I don't think he's the end-all, be-all. He's the number one guy or the number one person to blame, but boy, he's having a career low in just about every metric possible here. So if the Warriors do want to move off from Andrew Wiggins, one, what type of value does he have? Does any team want to even touch Andrew Wiggins, considering what's happened in the last 2 years on the court? I'm not even talking about off the court, because we don't know what's happening off the court. That could be a real thing that's affecting his game on the court. But on the court, we just see what we see. And right now, we don't see a player that played capable or played like the player we saw in the 2022 NBA Finals.
Well, B, it's a great point because the Warriors don't win that title without Andrew Wiggins. And I say that as somebody who watched all those years in Minnesota and was shaking my head from the moment the Warriors made that deal. I mean, I was just wrong that he couldn't fit into the culture the way that he did and raise the level of his play. He was awesome. He was the second best player on a title team during that run. Having said that, he's just not close to that player anymore. And as far as trade value across the league, any player is capable of being traded. That we've seen that over and over again.
Always so a sucker in the NBA.
That's right. There's never a question that somebody can be moved. Somebody can always be moved. The question for Mike Dunleavy and his staff now is, what would you have to attach, probably picks-wise, to get off of that contract? I mean, that really, to me, guys, looking back, I mean, the pool contract is awful. They had to get out of that. Chris Paul, I don't think he has much of a future in the Bay. The Wiggins contract, you know, he earned after being that second best player on that title run, but that looks awful now. They're going to have to attach some assets to get off that if they do. The Klay contract, as we know, that's awful, but you know, we're going to see what happens this summer and where he may or may not go and what that price point looks like. But
stop you right there real quick. You think Klay's coming back? Because I get a gut feeling that Klay may move on. I just don't know what it, like, how could you, if the Warriors do want to resign Klay, and Klay's looking at Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green and the money they're making, if you offer Klay anything below what they're making, and I know it's not a like-for-like situation, but wouldn't a guy like Klay feel a little bit disrespected, say, wait a minute here, I've been part of this too?
B, to me, it's the question that is going to hurt and linger around the fan base the most this summer, because the three of us have had this conversation for years. Klay is beloved. He is beloved in the Bay. He has been such a focal point for everything that they want to do, but he's just not the same player. I think the answer to your question right now looking ahead is, just how strong is that relationship between Klay and Joe Lacob? And I remember talking to Lacob after that series a few years ago, that last KD year when they beat Houston. And we were outside the locker room in Houston, and Joe was saying, Steph, I never want to see him leave. And Klay, we have built a very special relationship, and I don't want him to ever play for another team. Again, and it's interesting in the context of the Steph conversation we were just having, but that's all well and good when you're winning titles and you're playing at a Hall of Fame level. Klay, through no fault of his own, got injured twice, and things have changed, and he's just not the same player. So do I feel like he's going to feel like he's disrespected as far as the money goes? Absolutely. I mean, he's competitive as hell. He still thinks he can be that same player. He's just not. So the question becomes, just how badly does he want to stay? How badly is that legacy for him as not only an all-time Warrior, but as an all-time Warrior who never left and went somewhere else? He's going to have to take less money, you'd figure, to do that. And in my mind, it's going to be that conversation between Lacob and Klay and saying, all right, how badly do you want that to be part of your story, that you were one of those guys that stayed forever and ever? So there are always great questions and intrigue around this team, guys. But as far as Klay goes, would it surprise me if he left? Yeah, a little bit. But the Wiggins thing is just as big of a question, because when you're paying a player who's not living up to that max contract, and he certainly isn't anymore, on top of B, you mentioned, we're not sure what's going on off the floor, but something right, very clearly is amiss there. When you factor all that stuff in, that's why if you're a Warriors fan, Steph is Steph, and he's still incredible, but there are too many questions behind Steph to make you think that they're going to be able to turn it around to a point where, again, not that you're in the playoffs and you can be competitive, but that you're competing for titles. Yeah. And I just don't see that happening again for this core group.
All right, Insider Calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Let's do a quick exercise here, all right? Quick exercise, Nick. One sentence on all of these with a percentage point here, all right? I want to rat-a-tat-tat this as I throw a piece of paper across because you have so much money attached to your name.
Yeah, no, we're saying
show.
Hyundai wrong. It's right. Hyundai, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know
we
that.
We both said that. We both said Hyundai. It's right. A San Francisco thing. Hyundai. Sorry, Nick. We just blew your money.
Excuse me.
Ate your car.
Percentage chance, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson are all playing together on the Warriors next year.
I would give it 51%.
Okay. Percentage chance, Draymond Green and Steph Curry are here playing together with no Klay next year.
I would say still 30%, because I think they're all coming back.
Okay. What about Draymond getting traded at all?
Not high. Let's go with 20.
Okay. What about just Steph Curry here without Draymond and without Klay Thompson?
I don't see it. Okay. Let's go 10%, because, Joe, you guys have nailed it in that anything is going to be on the table going into the summer, but I just don't see everything crumbling to a point where the three figureheads of this dynasty aren't going to be together.
Okay.
Could one guy, Klay or Draymond, be out? Maybe, but I just don't see that scenario playing out.
How about this one? Percentage chance, Steph Curry and LeBron James team up in a Warrior uniform.
No.
I don't think
I'm having flashbacks to the days where I would look on the Zoom screen and I would see Mr. Shasky looking around and that huge smile was on his face, like, yeah, I know I just threw out some BS, but I'm rolling with it anyway.
Yeah,
no.
Thank you, Nick.
Gosh, then why is he kissing his butt? Why is LeBron James kissing Steph's butt so much?
I know, it's wild, right, Nick? But like, I'm just thinking about my gig at NBC Sports Bay Area.
And how high your profile
would be. The ratings would be through the roof. But
Nick
I'll probably
would be back on the beat.
Draymond wouldn't be the only one checking me on a post-game interview. But also,
from one king to another.
LeBron, you hear LeBron the other day talking about his podcast. Like, this podcast was needed for the kids. For the kids. And I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, man. You imagine covering that every single day?
I mean, it would be nonstop entertainment, but in truth, guys, really, I think it would be bad for the league. And I say that sincerely, because we've all discussed for years, it's LeBron, there's a gap, and then it's Steph. Those two teams, day to day, are the two teams that people care about, even casually. They always want to know what's going on with those two guys. If you put those two guys on the same team, for as much attention as they would get, and it would be off the charts, I think it actually hurts the league, because then you're losing a large amount of interest in a Laker team that certainly is always going to be relevant, but take LeBron off the Lakers, and then it's just one team that everybody's locked into day to day. So
what about Kevin Durant coming? What about Giannis? I mean, come on, Nick. I'm dying here. No, boat's taking on water.
No, truly, and we've come full circle now in the conversation. This is the problem. It really is. The star was supposed to be that pick. with Wiseman or Ball or whomever it was. It could have been Halliburton. I mean, we've gone through all the possibilities. That star was supposed to be the bridge, and that bridge no longer exists. And it's not that the Warriors are going to shrivel up and disappear now, because Steph is still at that incredibly high level. But when you whiff on that pick and you can't just line up KD or Giannis to come on down like the old days from 6-7 years ago, if you're the Warriors, there's only so much you can do. Yep. And for as great of the decisions that Bob Myers and Dunleavy certainly in the draft have made, when you whiff on that type of pick, that has a lasting impact for years on an organization, and I think the Warriors are just starting to feel it now.
It's his downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
It's I hate you.
Calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive, and standard third-row seating. All right, last one here. Since you said who's that star, who could you build around? Is Jonathan Kuminga a guy you could build a team around in the future? He's ascending in his third year. There's still some things he needs to work on, but is J.K. a guy you could build around here for the foreseeable future if you're going to go to State Warriors, Nick?
B, he's been really, really good. He obviously is putting in a lot of extra work, and the staff has helped him develop. But I don't, when I watch him, view him as the type of player who's going to ascend to that level. Because that's the other key. I mean, there's so much nuance always in this conversation with the Warriors, but with any team. It's like, okay, he looks a lot better, but can he develop into the face of a team or one of the stalwarts of that group every single night? And I think that's still what's missing from his game. He's had some unbelievable performances, but there's some other times where you watch him and you're like, all right, well, he's still got some work to do. So if we're trying to play it out, I don't think he can get to that point. But if he keeps improving, he's going to be somebody that they really, really need. But when you're used to winning titles, and that's the expectation.
Yeah.
Anything less than that just isn't good enough, and those are the types of decisions that, Dunleavy and his group are going to have to really figure out here in the next few months.
Can you wire me $500,000? I owe somebody some money.
If I had it to give you, I could. I mean, I wish I had the codes like, you know, eBay and could just pop into everybody's account and pull everything out.
Are you in Orlando right now?
Yeah, I'm actually. You know what's crazy? I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm covering the game.
Oh, boy.
And the only game I've been to up to this point was that Warriors game in Chicago where they were booing Jerry Krause on the jumbo.
Yeah.
But when I walked into the locker room and I see some of the guys, and I'm talking to Kerr and everybody, they're like, what have you been doing? I'm like, not much. I mean, it's been an interesting few months. I feel like it's a strange bookend. Like, I see them in January in Chicago, and the vibes were way off, and now I'll see them in Orlando tomorrow, and we'll see where they're at heading into the last couple weeks of the season.
The Rockets are coming. We definitely have some intrigue there.
I love you, buddy.
We may need to get Nick on Warriors pre and post from Orlando or something like that. We'll just make up some. Hey, he works for the Ringer.
Makes an appearance before me. I'm
holding Shasky back. The last thing we need is Shasky on Warriors pre and post.
Because
the end will be near. The end would be near. Joe Lacob, what is he doing? He just made everybody tune out.
There's a new court jester in town, King. Step aside.
It never changes, and I love it. It never changes.
All right, Nick.
Have a good one.
To hear from you, brother.
Absolutely, always. Love y'all.
Yep, love you too, man. Miss Nick Fernell, man. Miss Nick out here. He's one of the good guys. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Fernell. Insider Calls all brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Nick Fernell, whenever you hear from, whenever I would see
him. Smile.
He just smile. He just look and he just smile and laugh, and it could be about anything. One of my favorite, again, that Toronto trip, I'll never forget seeing him in that speakeasy.
The Toronto trip
was unbelievable.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, I swear to God.
It's almost like that Orange Bowl or Fiesta Bowl or whatever the hell.
Don't get me started about that. Wait till I start getting on a Rose Bowl. Do you realize that I was at Nick Saban's last ever football game?
And?
Coach of the team.
Coach K.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.